It's a beautiful day, hallelujah. Not just because it's sunny outside and the air seems crisp and fresh, but it's the day the Lord has made, hallelujah. We just sang that song, you're in the house of God, hallelujah. So it said, better is one day in your house than a thousand elsewhere, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're glad to be in the house of the Lord, hallelujah. And we thank you that everybody's here, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And today, moving right along with the help of Holy Spirit and God directing our paths, I'm going to speak upon the righteousness, us being right with God, with God's ways. And when we're right with God, you know, our godly behavior and anything God does with us, you know, our righteousness, when we feel we're right, the right way God wants us to be, the way Jesus cleaned us up and got us here, is to give him praise, to give him honor, to glorify him. Amen. Amen. Because thinking about it, it's easy for us to glorify. If anybody has a favorite food, a favorite location, a favorite sports team, or whatever it is, we know how to glorify them. They can, if it's your favorite sports team, they could have a losing record or whatever, but you still find some positive things in them. When you could be somewhere, anywhere, somebody's talking about your sports team or favorite food somehow, you just kind of hear it. It could be across the room, and like, wow, they're talking about something I enjoy doing, something that I like. And it kind of stirs you up a little bit, and you want to participate with that conversation or just get in that atmosphere and environment. Amen? And believing that when you confess your life as Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have that spirit in you also. Amen? So when we talk about the things of God, or you hear God's word being preached or anything like that, like even our church here, we're encouraged to wear shirts that say stuff about God, like we just went to Keswick. You know, that same spirit to should be like the same way, like, wow, that's my team right there. You know what I mean? That's, you know, to say like you, some of your sports, that's somebody that roots for my team, amen? So it should be like a good feeling come about you, amen? I'm in the right place, like Minister Toys, I'm in the right place at the right time, hallelujah. So I'm saying that it's the same thing when it comes to the things of God. To be in right standing with God, and this is the year we're talking about God's visitation. Amen. God is coming to visit us. Amen. So we should be looking forward to that. And you don't, anybody coming to visit you, no matter who it is, you don't want to be on bad terms with them, no? You want to have some good things to say about them. Amen. So, you know, when we're right, like I said, we will glorify God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the kids get settled down. Hallelujah. Take a few minutes, amen. Let my flesh get settled down, amen. Because that's what we're here to talk about, amen. You know, I could be very humble, and God loves a humble heart. You know, sometimes when it comes to speaking about the things of God and like that, you know, it's like you get nervous and unsure, even no matter how many times you did it. But you know, it's like, you know what, I'm not doing this. It ain't to lift me up or give me praise or accolades. Amen. It's all about giving God glory. That's why Jesus came. Amen. The Father sent the Son here. Not so, you know, that we do recognize Jesus and lift him up, but it's all supposed to be directed a certain path. You understand? When Jesus came, that the Father in heaven shall be glorified. Amen. So the first scripture I want to go to is just to let us know that, you know, that the why Jesus came and to seek his ways and his wisdom is the right path we go. It was prophesied to Jeremiah that Jesus was going to come. So I wanted us to turn to Jeremiah 23. And I'm going to start off with reading verses 5 through 6. Amen. I'll give you guys a minute to get there if it doesn't come on the screen. Amen. I'll start at verse 5. And God's word read, it says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, a king. A king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment, justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Amen. So hallelujah. It's telling you Jesus is going to come. You know, a Lord is somebody that's over you. Amen. Your Lord is somebody you respect, honor, and you recognize they're over you. Amen. So when Jesus comes, we recognize he's our Lord, and even more, he's our Savior. Amen. But he's not just any Savior. He's not just any. He's the righteous Lord. Amen. He's come to like in the Old Testament, there were a lot of rules and regulations and a lot of religion and stuff. Still follow them things. But it even said it's a hard work to do. Amen. But Jesus came to nullify all that. Amen. He's the right way. He's the righteous God. He just wants our motives to be right. He just wants our hearts to be pure. Amen. To seek him with a pure heart, to honor him, to praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the righteous king, a king to be worshipped. Amen. To call upon his name whenever there's a need. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless him. We thank God for sending us a righteous king. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And the next I want to turn to is, let's go to 1 Corinthians. In the New Testament. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants us to have a right standing with him. Everybody have it? 1 Corinthians, it should be in your program. But I'm going to start up. I'm going to back up a little bit. 1 Corinthians 1. And I'm going to back up. I want to start at let's start at verse 27. Amen. And it says, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base the things of the world and things which are despised. Has God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Hallelujah. So basically it is saying, you know, if in our flesh, anything in our own might and own power, God really doesn't really want to hear about it. Amen. He wants us to acknowledge our weaknesses. Amen. He wants us to come to him with a pure, honest heart where we have weaknesses is. Amen. And speaking of that, it's like when you're coming to prepare a message, it's like I'm like, God, I get nervous in front of a lot of people, you know? It's like I don't feel like sometimes I'm the most worldly educated person. But amen, I know I have a lot of wisdom, all right? But God don't want to hear about my wisdom, that I think I might have my own power, amen? He wants godly wisdom, amen? Because my wisdom and our own wisdom isn't going to save nobody. It's not going to get nobody to heaven, because there are a lot of smart people and wise people. But Jesus came for what? To save people. To get people to heaven. Amen. So that we have to abandon all that. Amen. We have to seek God's wisdom, God's righteousness. Amen. And see, the thing is, when it's a humble and there's things that you're not very good at, amen, God's gonna clean you up. God is gonna quicken you. God will give you godly wisdom. God will give you godly strength. Amen. But it's a purpose for all that, and I'm gonna touch on it later on message. He does that for a lot of us, but I think it's one area that we forget to give in. We forget to praise God, you know? And it's a lot of things like when we use the word I, you know? And it's even scripture says, I can do all things through Christ, but what does it say? Who strengthens me? Christ, who strengthens me? Amen. So it's basically, if anything that is right in our life, and we're supposed to give God the glory. Amen. Like I like to use the scripture, it's God that girdeth me in strength and maketh my way perfect. Amen. Let people know that it's God doing things in your life. Amen. You should. And sometimes people see, that's the world tells us that, and we shy away. We get like that. We're like, oh, we don't want to seem like, you know, what the word sometimes. We're like a Jesus freak, or something like that. But you know, we're in our own mind, what is a freak? We think a freak is a fool, right? But it just said God's gonna use the foolish things of the world to compound the wise. Amen. So hallelujah. It shouldn't be nothing wrong with being a Jesus freak. Amen. Because if I'm on the right team, speaking that way where we talk about, if I'm on the right team, that's all right, because I'm on the right path. I'm going in the right direction. Amen. I'm going to run up at the right place, all right? You people that might think, you know, being overboard with Jesus and recognizing Jesus and giving God a lot of glory, they might seem like they're okay in this world, but you know what? They're not going to be at the right place. Amen. So even it is that, it was like when I was praying and stuff like that, it was like, just coming to church, period. What is our heart and our mindset thinking about coming to church in God's righteousness? How are we coming to get right with God, coming to hear from God? Amen. It's almost like the same thing if I put down, if we were going out to eat or something, and like say, there's a famous restaurant in New York, they call it Tavern on the Green. Amen? You come in a restaurant, but Tavern on the Green, that's a very reputable place. You know what I mean? There's a lot of very important people there. Amen? So you're already like, you know what? I'm going to be on my best behavior. I'm going to put my best clothes on, my best thought. You know, I'm even have... think about, you know, some conversations that might strike up that might see me a little intellectual. Amen? And it's another one, is like, they call it Peter Luger Steakhouse. You know, people, they pay so much money to get to these places, and they get all souped up about going there. And I'm just saying that, just like, if we want to be righteous with God, how are we preparing ourselves and getting ourselves together when we come to the house of God? Amen? It says God inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. Amen. So it's like, as soon as we come through the door, it's like we should be thanking God. We're glad to be here. I'm feeling at a very important place. And hallelujah, you are at the most important place. We just read. What was the song we just sang? Better is one day in your courts. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, you got to repeat that. You got to tell yourself that. Because the world and things in your mind, even if I'm speaking to you, you're up to thoughts to say, oh yeah, Tavern on the Green, I heard about that place. Yeah, it's fancy. I would probably love to go there. I wish I could afford to go there. All right? But see, you're even better off than that. You don't have to pay nothing to come here. All you got to come here is with a pure heart and right motives. It's like, Lord, you know what? I want to be a disciple. I want to be a Christian. I want to be a righteous Christian. But you know what? I know I didn't measure up to your standards this week, and I had a lot of negative thoughts and stuff like that. Just clean me up, Lord. So when I'm at your house, that little bit of time in your house, my mind is focused upon you so I can hear from you. Amen. Amen. And see how your thought process is switched up a little bit? You're giving God glory. Amen. And I could testify, when you're in the most negative situations and things ain't going your way, you start praising God, and he's going to switch it around and give you some positive outlets on it. Amen. Because we talked about it in Sunday school, and I don't want to jump into too much. I want to stay focused on the righteousness will glorify God. But my job is changing locations. And, you know, it is a lot of things to say. I'm not going to say the word, but things that are not positive about it. You know what? But when that starts coming, I start praising God. I start glorifying God. You know, I bless the Lord that I even got a job. I bless the Lord that I'm thankful, healthy enough to get to work. All right? And I'm telling you, Holy Spirit is quickening me. See, the positive outlets out of it. Amen? And it's glorifying God. Give God glory. Hallelujah. He's going to put you on that right track. And that right track is positive, pure thoughts, a clean heart. The other one is that negativity, doubt, untrust, fear will creep in, the wrong type of fear. Bishop's message in Hawaii talked about fear, the proper fear. There's a scripture that says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Amen. It's the type of fear is a respectful fear. a righteous fear. Amen. That's godly fear. Amen. And then there's a different type of fear, the fear that the world gives us. But what's the scripture? God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. All right. But of power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's all according to what we give, and God will quicken you when the Spirit of God is in you. When the Spirit of God is in you, and see, a lot of us sometimes got to be humble enough to understand that Spirit. If we ain't filling up, your car running out of gas, you don't go to the gas station running out of gas, you stop moving. All right? But some of us, our car done ran out of gas, all right? And we just trying to go. We like the Flintstones, all right? Remember how I used to pedal the car with the feet? And go, so that's the same way we got to understand. Like, listen, you know what, Lord? A lot of situations are going on me, and I don't have the mind of Christ in me, and my thought process ain't right. Your spirit isn't fully dwelling me. My cup isn't running over it, all right? And then God will quicken you. You know what I mean? You're humble, you're honored, you're admitting your weaknesses to God, where you're falling short, all right? And God will fill you back up. Hallelujah. I ain't got no problem with being humble, because hallelujah, I love, well, when you're drenched in Holy Spirit and things, it's just like, it says, is His presence is full. You're in God's presence, it's full of the joy. I could attest, I shared with the last time I got when I was in jail. You know, it was like, but I was like so, it was like such, it's just such a negative environment, all right? And some of our jobs and places we live ain't no different, trust me. You bound up in a cage. You might just think there ain't no bars around you, all right? But if your thought process ain't right, if you ain't in the right places, don't get offended if I tell you, you're in jail. You're bound up, all right? So you might pass by them big state prisons on 78 Northern State, but well, I feel sorry for them people. They're all chained up, all that sharp bar. But I'll tell you what, I guarantee you, there's some people in there that know Jesus, and they probably a lot more fired up and happy on the inside, overflowing with love, joy, and power and sound mind than some of us.
Amen.
And that should be a conviction right there, all right? Hallelujah. Because we ain't thinking about the world. We don't walk by sight, no. We walk by the Spirit. Hallelujah. So the Spirit is giving God glory. Hallelujah. In your strengths. Hallelujah. Ask them, what are my godly strengths? What are my fleshly strengths? You know, ask yourself that. Ask Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. And He will. He quicken you. And you will give God some praise. Amen. And it's just a warm, fuzzy feeling that comes over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give God glorify. Hallelujah. A lot of us could be right in a lot of things. A lot of us feel that we're right in just this. We got our acts together, but we don't want to give God no credit. We don't want to give Jesus no credit. Amen. And sometimes that's just somewhat, I don't want to say, it's just kind of, I don't want to say natural or whatever, but you understand the point I'm trying to make. But that's when you kick in, like, I'm on the wrong path. I'm getting complacent. I'm getting unthankful, unsaid. I'm taking things for granted. That's the word I'm looking for. Sometimes going to church or things like that, you know, or things going our way, we get a little ungranted. But I believe I'm going to touch the scripture where the Lord even knows that. And he kind of, don't get me wrong, he kind of pardons, but he knows these things are going to happen. Amen. So let's just recognize some of our godly strengths. And when we do, give God glory. Hallelujah. Even your co-workers. Amen. Even if he's them non-believers. You know what I mean? Them smart ones. Amen. That you listen to them right long, they might have you doubt your salvation. All right? Even them, trust me. When you talk about Jesus, amen, there's something inside them. How God created them, all right? Their spirit that they're going by right now ain't of God, but God created them. So when you think some of your godly things, or you're just saying, thank you, Jesus. So when I first got saved, you know, well, it was okay because I wanted to be a little different anyway. But when I got out on the streets or whatever, it was like, I felt a little funny about saying thank you, Jesus, around people. I'll tell you. I'm like, why don't I say thank you? They might think, you know, I want to fit in with them. You know, I'm out here now. I want to be like them. Don't say thank you, Jesus. That never happened to nobody? All right. I'm just, you know, confessing to you. Amen. Let's move on a little bit. Hallelujah. And our words, God's word is powerful. God's word is very powerful. And the words we speak are very powerful too. Amen. We need to listen to ourselves sometimes. Amen. Because I want to touch about on that a little bit. Well, when we get righteous and or glorified God, he's going to change up our vocabulary. So let's turn over a few pages. Just a couple. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And this is why it says, why importance of giving God glory, because it'll keep you focused on God when you're in certain situations. It says, I'll start at verse 33. There's two verses I'm going to read. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. It says, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Hallelujah. So our good godly manners, the stuff we, you know, we're supposed to be grasping on and hiding in our heart, everything we're gathering here right now in the church of God, you know what I mean? Amongst good spirits, hallelujah. We're all on the same team, all right, hallelujah. We're supposed to be retaining all this stuff, all right? So we go around, as we speak, the world of the haters, all right? You know, the ones that don't know Jesus, hallelujah. Their evil communication isn't going to corrupt our good godly behavior, our righteous behavior, all right? So it says, awake. Awake what? Awake is kind of maybe you're drifting off, you're going astray, all right? You're sleeping. Awake to righteousness and sin not. So don't fall into that evil communication because it is sin. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. You see, I was talking about how them guys can be bound up and we think they're so bad off in jail or prison or whatever. But see, another, some of them probably did some deceitful things where, you know, they probably maybe deserve to be there for a little time. But see, God is so great and merciful. He done forgave them individuals and they done know it. And they're so thankful, you know what I mean, that they know where their final destination is, that they're this happy. And they do share Christ to people. Amen? Amen. So it's the same thing. Shame on us. If there's some people somewhere in a jailhouse somewhere we think where we could not survive and it'd be such a miserable place, if they could have more positive outlook on life than us. And we think it's you know, things are so bad. You know, and it happens to all of us. Amen? You get bogged down, you could own a house and stuff like that, or bills and mortgages, and like, oh, my bills are so great. Oh, thank the Lord for a bill. Hallelujah. It motivates me that I got to get up out of bed and do something. All right? With no bills, no responsibilities, you're just going to kick back and not do nothing. And maybe be a lazy bum. Nobody don't know nobody like that. I know some people like that, all right? They don't want no responsibility. But see, God and Holy Spirit give us that conviction that we're not just going to lay around and do nothing and be irresponsible people. Hallelujah. We all know the scripture about what is the talent, the coins God gave us and stuff like that. God ain't just saying, hallelujah, I'm saved. Now I'm going, let me go home and sit in bed and relax the rest of my life and wait for God to take me home. No. We're supposed to be responsible. So some things God's going to put our way, amen, that's going to motivate you to get you up out of bed. Amen. Before somebody comes knocking at your door, the bill collector to get you up out of bed, all right? So bless the Lord for them things. How you see what I'm saying? How God, you give God glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for my mortgage, hallelujah. But God, if you want me to continue to give you glory, help me pay my mortgage. Help me pay my property taxes as they go up, which they do every year. Amen. Give me glory, God. I don't want to shame you. That's one of my one scriptures. I said Proverbs. Says, God, don't make me so rich that I get arrogant and forget about you, but don't make me so poor that I embarrass you. Amen. Amen. When I read that, I was like, hallelujah, I could do this Christian thing. I could do it. I used to read a lot of stuff. When I read that, like, look, if I don't want to be so high where I'm, you know, the rich people, you, come on, you see the nose up high or whatever, you'd be like, man, I just want to. What do they think they're so special? Oh, nobody's flesh does that? But you don't want to be so poor, neither, you understand? God just wants us as a pure heart that a light shine brightly. And they'd be like, why do you think, like, you know, what's it about you that you seem like you're going in the right direction? You have a lot of positives and things. It's Jesus. That's why. Hallelujah. You should get to know him. Hallelujah. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is. We got to praise God more, guys. We got to praise God more. Hallelujah. When we come to church, God inhibits the praise of his people. Praise God. Thanks, God. I heard one time in a sermon, and you know, it's maybe, don't agree, you know, it's just a good thing. It said that God said, when you come to church, it's like we praying along, we praying for this or praying for that. He said the real faith is when you come to church on a Sunday, you know, we all different. Sunday services is you just come to thank God for what you've been praying for all week. Because you know he's going to answer. You know he's going to do it. You know what I mean? It's just like if you got a letter in the mail from the bank, like, you know, we're going to loan you $1 million, just come down here and collect it. When you come to that bank door, you're going to thank everybody you see in there. How you doing? I'm glad to see you. How are you? It's nice to meet you. How you doing? Good day, sir. Let me hold the door for you. How you doing? You're going to be so happy. Oh, this line got 30. Just wait here joyfully. I'm glad to be here. Hallelujah. I'm getting $1 million. All right? So it's the same way with church. He owns the cattle on the hill, no?
Yes.
That's what it says in here.
Hallelujah.
All right, so it's the same way. Thank you, Lord, that you're the one that owns all that cattle. Could you show me where some of it's at? Come here thanking him.
Amen.
All right. We come here. Oh, God, why didn't you answer that prayer yet? Oh, God, I've been praying all this time for this. Because you lack faith. Just thank me for it. Believe that it's done. We read in the Sunday school in God's time, in God's time, in God's time. Just start thanking him for it. It's service for everything, all right? It's a service for everything. Sunday morning with a thankful heart and a song of praise. That's what Sunday's for, all right? With a thankful heart, hallelujah. Even if it's chastisement. You've been doing this, and this wrong with your godly life or whatever. Thank you for pointing it out for me, God. I was on the wrong track. Wrong track. I was on that track that goes over that cliff where people just keep falling and falling and falling. All right? I used to have dreams like that. Hallelujah. So many problem things going my way. I didn't even think some people in the church, I think the first time we went on a church outing, I think my wife, I wake up midnight screaming like, oh, them dreams. I used to have them dreams. Then I'm feeling, you know, we had them dreams. You falling.
Yes.
You know.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That's because it's something. It could be just speaking. I'm saying, you might not be in righteousness with God. Amen. You're not be giving God glory. Amen. It's something to think about. Amen. You wake up, something to think about. Why am I falling? Amen. And them dreams, I used to wake up screaming. At night, be screaming at night, tossing and turning in bed. Amen. But them dreams would wake me up once I knew God and start praying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're moving on, right? Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. I just want to touch on a verse here about our vocabulary. It's just me because I do listen to people. And it's like Holy Spirit quick. As you listen to people, words they say, and it kind of reveals them. And God's word says that, you know, in the abundance of the heart comes out of the mouth. All right. And I'm going to start at verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's just go to verse 16 real fast. And then I'm going to jump down a couple verses. It says, but shun profane and vain babblings. Why? For they will increase to more ungodliness. Amen. And ungodliness has nothing really to do with righteousness, all right? So we want to run away from that, amen? So it's the same thing. Avoid, then, you know, the people that are talking bad about the boss, and maybe he is the bad boss, whatever it is. But though, especially when unbelievers, try to shun from that stuff, you know, because it's telling you God's word. God is righteous. He knows to say he's the righteous Lord. He's the good shepherd. He don't want to lay you astray. He's going to say you listen to these things, participate with these things. They're going to lead to ungodliness. They're going to put that fear, doubt, and untrust in your mind. Amen. And just jump down. Let's jump down a little bit more to verse 21. These are some of the verses I want to stick with, because it talks about righteousness and giving God glory a little bit more. It says, if a man therefore purge himself from these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. And that was what we just read. Righteousness is to be sanctified also. Amen. And meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Where is every good work coming from? From the Father above, right? Amen. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Hallelujah. How many of you guys in here called on the Lord this morning out of a pure heart? Hallelujah. All right, if you were out here and you saw him calling out the Lord in a pure heart, that's who we look for, that's who we following, all right? It says, follow me as I follow Christ. Hallelujah. You call out the Lord as a pure, he's going to direct your steps. It's a scripture we read in Sunday school. Amen. The Lord will direct your steps, the ones that are in a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. Real quickly, like if you're witness to the people and stuff like that, don't be afraid to say you don't know. Amen. I'm not sure. But you want, there's a whole book that will give you all the answers. See, it's even better sometimes. Because when you know everything, you kind of glorify you. And people do that. When they don't know nothing about you, they see you, they think you have all you internals. We don't know nothing in ourselves. You laugh, but that's how it's supposed to be. We don't know nothing in ourselves. This book has it all. To glorify God and to live righteous in God's standards, it's all in this book. To fill you, so it's nothing wrong with saying, I'm not sure about that subject right there. Because it will be a stumbling block more than a helpful tool. And a servant of the Lord must not strive, but to be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Patient with people, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God pre-adventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who has taken them captive by him at his will. Hallelujah. That goes back to, I was talking about them people that's, you know, so I know I was there, even when I got out of jail. I was in that cage, amen. The devil done took me captive, all right? But I came across some people that struck me a little peculiar and seemed like they had a little joy in their life, hallelujah. And pre-adventure, hallelujah, by them being a little nice to me and striking me as a little strange, you know, I seek the Lord, amen? And he took me out of that snare. So that's saying, you know, the righteousness, when we're righteous, will give God glory. As you're giving God glory, you're going to be a little more patient with people, your coworkers, your family member. You're not going to be so intolerant that you don't like the sin and the things that they're doing, but you're not going to be there with that condemning hammer. You understand? You guys know the difference. You know what I mean? You know the difference. It's going to be at a pure heart and a loving heart. And pre-adventure, one day, they'll come out of that muck and all that turmoil and dreams where they're falling. I'm sure you guys had some of that stuff. And you'll come out of his will. Amen. So that's why when you want to be right, you're giving God glory. All right? And people will know it's not them. It's that Jesus guy they keep talking about. Why do they keep talking about that Jesus guy? Who is he? It's a tract that says that. Who is he? You know, people will come to know Christ. They'll want to know who he is, all right? And they'll come with the right intentions. Amen. They'll know it wasn't in you is the point I'm trying to make. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I put down, how do we do all this? With Jesus, all right? But let's read a scripture that could kind of help us with it. Amen. And I'm going to read a few more scriptures. And I, you know, God willing, you know, we're going to move right along. Hallelujah. Fellowship and have a grand, a beautiful day, because we're in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's turn over a little bit to 1 Peter chapter 2. This is This is telling us about ourselves a little bit. And just reading, it relates on a theme of the year. And it's really, really pricked my heart. Amen. And how God got me life, my life right. And I'm giving God glory. Amen. I thank in Jesus. Amen. I'm giving him all the accolades, all the endurances, all the praise. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Okay, all right. It says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light." Hallelujah. So give God glory. Hallelujah. Well, anything that you believe, the darkness, like I said, them dreams you had, or any uncertainty that you had, any untrust issues that you had, somebody that you weren't getting along with or whatever, and you prayed about, and it don't seem like to strike you the same way, you have the peace that surpasses all understanding. It's not just to be like, well, I'm glad that part of my life is over. No. It's to give God glory. It's to thank him. It's to bless him. To let, you know, to acknowledge him. Hallelujah. It's like, who turned the lights on? You ever been in a dark room? Or better yet, anybody ever been stuck in an elevator? A dark elevator that's closed? It's kind of scary. All right? But if that thing, the lights come back and it starts to move, wow, all right, the elevator's moving. Hallelujah. It's the same thing, them dark situations in our life. The things that give us, you know, I know we ain't got a spirit of fear, but, you know, we fall short of God's, the things we might be a little fearful, uncertainty of. Hallelujah. The elevator is moving, the lights are on. Give God some glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I have a better outlook on life. All right, hallelujah. And it goes on to say, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not attained mercy, but now have what? Obtained mercy. Hallelujah. That's even more of a reason to give them God glory. And it says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against your soul, having your conversations honest among the Gentiles, that whereas we speak against you as evildoers, that they may be your good works which they shall behold, glorifying God in a day of his visitation." And that's our theme for the year, right? Holy Spirit and God's visitation. Amen. Because, you know, them people that don't know Jesus, whoever it might be, they're just looking for the situation where they could have a reason not to accept God in their life or to say that you're a hypocrite. All right? So it's saying right there, be careful what you do. You know, this way they don't have nothing wicked to say about you. Amen. They have pure, honest thoughts. Amen. And when it comes to accepting Jesus, when an opportunity comes, you know, they'll want to be righteous also. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you guys, you know, not to drift off, it is very important that we do glorify God. Because even in studying and stuff, it's like God has a divine plan, and God will be coming back. Nobody knows the time. But if you're accused of some things, God's going to show signals. It's like you do the math. People want to have kids just left and right out of wedlock and stuff. God has a plan. I let you know, son, the world is only but so big. There's only so much water in the world. All right? There's almost so much water, and the world is very overpopulated. Do some research on it, all right? There's too many people in the world, all right? So it's just something to think about. Get yourself right with God and visitate. He is coming back. You see all these developments. What do they usually do when they make these developments? What do they take away? They knock away, they move away fields that's growing corn, wheat, and stuff like that. What do we need to survive? Corn, wheat, and stuff that grows out of the ground. Not all these chemicals that they put in the food now. All right? So God said he's going to show us some signs. The signs are there. Amen. God will be coming back. So just get yourself prepared. Get yourself in line with God. Get righteous. Glorify God. Amen. Even no matter what it be, if some situations, you know, repent from the Lord. Repent. Ask for God to change your ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to go, we're going to read some scripture that says a lot of us are saved. And this is why Holy Spirit, I think, pricked my heart to talk about glorifying God. Because a lot of us, we're so happy about being saved and things that go. We do, I think, a lot of times forget to give God glory, to thank God. Amen. So let's just go to Luke 17. Luke 17, and I'll read this scripture. I have it marked, so I'm just going to start reading it. Amen. Luke 17, 11 through 19. Amen. And it talks about how God healed the lepers. Amen. And we can in mind that be like we were the lepers, lost, polluted in our sin and stuff like that. And God saved us. We asked to be our Lord and Savior. Amen. But it's a thing that we're lacking. Amen. And it came to pass, Luke 17, I'm sorry, verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood off afar. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And come to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. So basically saying, you know, you accept Jesus Christ, you go to church, learn the Bible, all right? Learn the things of God, the way he wants you to live. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. Hallelujah. He thanked Jesus. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Amen. At that time, you know, he wasn't a Jewish Samaritan. Amen. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give God glory, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thy whole. Because he gave God glory. He thanked God. He recognized who it was who changed his outlook, who put him on a different path. Amen. He gave God glory. And sometimes Holy Spirit says that to us here. When they come out singing, praising, and worship, and worship is to bring in the presence of the Lord where there's fullness of joy. Holy Spirit is saying, isn't there 30 people in the church? Isn't there 30 people in the church? Why is there only 5 of them singing? 3 of them singing. All right? See how Holy Spirit will quicken you, show you how the scripture applies to you. Because I know a lot of times I came here and didn't sing. I let the worries of the world, the cares of the world come to church with a bad attitude. All right? And I sat back there instead of giving God thanks. Why you ain't doing these things for me, Lord? And not coming here thanking him, praising him with a grateful heart. Hallelujah. Praise him with a grateful heart, because in me is in fullness of joy. And don't need to bust your bubbles. In you is in fullness of joy, all right?
Amen.
In him is fullness of joy. In Holy Spirit is fullness of joy. And this gentleman right back, he gave God glory. He praised the Lord. Whatever, he was a leper. At that time, lepers didn't have nothing. Nobody wanted to be near him. So he probably had no job, no place to stay. No friends, all right? But he glorified God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I never saw nobody glorify God in a bad mood. So hallelujah. So Holy Spirit will convict us sometimes. We come to church with a thankful heart, a song of praise. Get me right with you, God. And God is saying, you want to give me glory. Hallelujah. You might not have a good week, but you're here.
Amen.
You're here to get it right. You here to hear some things that you probably don't want to hear, but they're going to make you a better person. A better person that you might be cheer and talk to people about Jesus, that they might be saved also. Hallelujah. So I believe that's what Holy Spirit is saying. A lot of us, hallelujah. We accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, and we're doing all right as Christians. But we've fallen a little short of giving God some glory, fellas and women. We got to give God glory. Thank God for who he is and what he could do. Hallelujah. Just give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we've been hearing about the discipleship, hallelujah, a disciple is a follower of God. Hallelujah. We're following God, but I think sometimes, you know, we're not giving God all the glory, not all the praise that he deserves. And he deserves it. God deserves our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was one more scripture, but I think I'm just going to, let's turn it. Let's turn to Psalms. Psalms, and then we'll close out. Psalms 19. Psalms 19. I'm going to read the whole chapter. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Hallelujah. God recognizes every voice. The line is good out through all the earth, and the words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom, coming out of his chamber and rejoicing as a strong man run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise simple. The statutes of the Lord are right. The statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoicing in the heart, giving God glory. Commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening their eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true righteousness altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much fine gold, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward. Hallelujah. Is a great reward for us. Hallelujah. Who can understand his errors? Hallelujah. Cleanse me from my secret faults. That's what I talked about earlier. See, God knows. Who can understand? See, it way might seem right to a man, but his end is death and destruction. God knows sometimes, like, listen, I'm a man, all right? Sometimes if I lay my eyes on the wrong thing, I'm going to have some bad thoughts. See, things are going to happen, but God is so good. He's telling, that's what he's saying right here. If you're just a pure heart, a good intent, I want to serve you, Lord. You know, he's gonna keep you from them things. Just, it got to be a pure heart. Amen. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Amen. That's the same thing. Sins, you know, the world is out to get us, guys. All right. They're going to send things, and now you know there's people like that when you're trying to serve the Lord, they just waiting for you. You there? You think I ain't coming for you? You don't think I want you serving me again? You know the enemy. I want you serving me again. He's coming. He comes. He's gonna he wants you back. But keep your eyes on the Lord. Let them not have dominion over me, rule over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. And just, I'd like to pray this verse right here. Hallelujah, because God can only do it. Let the words in my mouth and the meditation in my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, we just said he's the Lord of righteousness, all right? O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. And I love that verse too in Job. It says, I know my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. So I just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. That with God's righteousness, when we have God's righteousness in us, God's righteousness, it can't help but to overflow out of our mouths. Giving God glory, giving God thanks, and giving God praise. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.